Welcome to Module 1. We are going over Module 1. It's going to be the Pyramid of Success. It is the overview of the whole system. And to understand this, we will work in three different areas. The first area is leadership. Second area is a network of people. And the third area that we will go into is the systems. You will have Word documents, page documents, and audio to be able to understand each and every part of it. I'm going to give you a brief descriptions just to get you moving. Leadership, strategic objective, the direction of the company, the taste, the look, the sound of what the company is in the future. Everybody knows the strategic objective. Everybody knows the direction. This helps us out. Values, what is the value of a company? Is your value of the company your employees? Is the value of education? Is your value making money? These are things that permeate through your company. These values are very important. Mentoring your leaders. Now, the leaders may not just be your owner. It could be the manager. It could be the office manager. It could be the foreman. Leadership. Your organizational chart helps make sure that the strategic objective gets done. Leadership is one part of the pyramid. It's on top. The second part, network. Network of your professionals, network of your subcontractors, network of your employees. All together, these position agreements inside your organizational chart that takes care of your strategic objective. These are position-oriented, not task-oriented. Big difference. We want results. A great way of looking at what a position agreement is let's use an example as someone getting hired for payroll. Now, a task or a job description would say is collect the hours, make a report, enter it into QuickBooks, print the checks out, put them in envelopes, and give it to the men and women. A position agreement now would say to you is, make sure that every employee gets paid and handles all sorts of benefits. I had where an example was, a young lady came over to me, I did 4 out of 5 things, she doesn't happen to give the checks out. That's a task. She wanted to be congratulated on doing 4 out of 5. That's job descriptions. It's just a nice way of looking at really getting results. So the second part of this is positions. What I love the most, and all the teams I work with and all the collaborations I've done, all the companies, career development. Develop your careers of your employees, your subcontractors, even the professionals. And when you develop them, they're better. When they're better, your company and organization is better. That right there is the key to networks. Last part of the pyramid of the foundational, systems. Departmental systems, and very important, interdepartmental systems. What connects these departments together? You have also templates for everything that you could happen to have to make it easier for, such as estimating, such as proposals, such as work orders, all the things that you have, payroll sheets, these things should be made into templates. This right here, put together, you will get success. That is the first module. You will go into there right now, into your documents and into your audio if you so choose to do it, if you're in the car. But this right now is you have some worksheets to fill out. It will help you understand just some of these things that you have. And this way, we can start moving into the next module. This right here, there's going to be a step-by-step in every one of these documents. Thank you. Good luck. Talk to you at the Q&A.